Hey, Pierre-Marie, it sounds French, it's because I am, but you can call me Pete or PM if you want to, and because this podcast is gonna be in English anyway. This podcast is about the different aspects of my life. It could be my work, my projects, my love life, or the lack of. Anything that defines basically anyone like you or me. The thing is, life is unexpected. It comes with the good, the bad, and a lot in between. Yep, this is the name of this podcast. I do it mainly for me because I want to document where I succeed or where I fail. So are you ready? Because I'm really not. The first project I'm working on is this one, the one you are listening to. And I want this to be like a startup from Gimlet. I don't know if you know this show, but it's about someone who's starting a podcast company. And it's in this podcast. So I really love the show, and this is one of my first inspiration in all of this, because it's real life, and it's a little bit messy, because you can see, you can hear anything he does, and what works, and what doesn't. So why am I doing this? So like Albert Einstein would say, I have no special talent, I'm just passionately curious, and I love a lot of things, and I want to try them all, so like reading, writing, drawing, making music, learn new languages. But every time I start something, I tend to not go through with it. So basically, like reading, I got something like 30 plus books I bought last year, but I'm waiting for someone to read them, because I don't have time for this. Another example, it's writing. I've started to blog every 2 weeks on Medium last year too, and I only have four entries to this day. So I drop everything I do, and I don't have because I don't have the time for it, or do I? This is not the first podcast I've tried to make. Let me give you a little bit of context about me. I'm a mobile developer currently working at Itelios, and it's a digital company that makes websites and apps for a living, and right now we are expanding, and I see new people every day, and I can't keep it up with everyone. So to bring people closer, I've decided to interview people on their life outside of work. And at first it was a little bit awkward, because people didn't want to. I don't know why, but after tweaking some the format of the podcast, some people loved it, and because they could get a glimpse of the life of their colleague. And at work, people know me for being a clown, for being a guy who make people laugh. So it was really fun at first. But managing this all alone on my free time was really hard, and like I said before, I didn't have the time. Or did I? But the more I think of it, the more I see those situations as a failure. You know why? Because I actually at the time, but just not the will to go on. And I got so used to it, and I don't know if it's a problem for people, but it is for me. and I don't think people are raised to be curious. I can't imagine a parent saying stuff like do the bare minimum or quit your hobbies or stuff like that. And I do lots of things because I don't have an hobby of my own. And if I could, I would sleep and eat all day. I'm dead serious. But having an hobby makes you interesting. And having lots of it would make me the most interesting man in the world. So I thought. But to do it for the others is a wrong reason. It took some time. It took me some time to understand that. And an hobby will stick if you truly love it. And what I love, but it's podcasting. Every week or every 2 weeks, I'll be talking about my progress in anything I want, in any projects I'm working on. Right now I have a new song to learn in saxophone, I've got a book to write, and I want to get back on my Japanese learning courses for now, but as time goes on, I'll add more stuff. I'll try to keep this podcast to a 30 minute maximum, and what I want from this podcast is to document things I do and things I succeed and fail to do, but also I want to improve my English and communication skills and boost my confidence. It's not like I'm lacking in those areas, but having more is not a bad thing. By the way, I'm using Anchor. Anchor allows people to create podcasts easily with cool transitions and effects. And I think everybody should have a podcast. It's one of the most, how would I say that, intimate medium in the world, because you have people having conversations directly into your ears. So what's more is that you can send me questions or feedback with the app, so ask away. Now I'm done, see you guys next time, bye.